You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Well, aren't we glad the week has come to an end? On a week, or a couple of weeks at least, that have been tumultuous on Dalal Street, this Friday was certainly the crown jewel. Black Friday, with the RBI rate pause spooking stocks as well as the rupee, Sensex has cracked 792 points today. Those will be among the big headlines that we'll be tracking as we take an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh, and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, Fridays tend to be freaky these days. It was another freaky session for the market on Friday as bears retained control over Dalal Street. The Monetary Policy Committee's surprise move to hold policy rates spooked stocks and currency alike. The BSE Sensex shed nearly 1,000 points intraday and the rupee fell to a fresh low of 74 to the American dollar. Weak global cues also hit investor sentiment. The selling was broad-based as all sectoral indices collapsed barring IT, which of course got a boost from the currency depreciation being, as it is, a defensive sector. Index heavyweights like Reliance Industries, HDFC, ITC, etc., considered the most defensive plays for the market, also saw capitulation. The 30-share BSE Sensex cracked 792.17 points or 2.25% to 34,376.99, and the 50-share NSE Nifty plunged 282.8 points or 2.67% to close at 10,316.5, continuing correction for a third consecutive session. Nearly 4 lakh rupees worth of investors' wealth eroded in today's fall alone, taking the total weekly loss to over 8 lakh crore rupees. For the week, the Sensex has lost as much as 5% and the Nifty 6%. Jayant Manglik, the president of Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "The way things have panned out on both domestic and global fronts, we do not see any chance of overnight reversal. However, possibility of technical bounce can't be ruled out, citing oversold positions," unquote. In short, he said the sentiment is bearish and traders should continue with sell-on-rise approach while maintaining caution in stock selection. The Sensex has crashed over 4,600 points and the Nifty 1,400 points from their record highs touched on the 28th of August 2018. The Monetary Policy Committee maintained a repo rate at which banks borrow money from RBI in case of shortage of funds at 6.5%, but changed their stance from neutral to calibrated tightening, in consonance with the objective of achieving the medium-term target for CPI of 4% within a band of plus or minus 2%. The RBI also revised its inflation forecast downward to 3.9 to 4.5% for the second half of FY19 from 4.8% earlier, and kept the FY19 growth forecast unchanged at 7.4%. Officials at the central bank expect that both global and domestic financial conditions have tightened, which may dampen investment activity. Rising crude oil prices and other input costs may also drag down investment activity by denting profit margins of corporates. Hence, they prefer to maintain status quo on rates. The move was contrary to most analyst expectations, as they were expecting at least a 25 basis points hike in the repo rate. Deepak Jasani, head of retails research at HDFC Securities, said to Money Control, and I quote, "It seemed to be influenced by risks to future growth from tighter financial conditions and encouraged by softer inflation projections. In the process, the MPC chose to go contrary to the stance of most other central banks, which may not be conducive for the value of the rupee," unquote. Speaking of the rupee, the Indian rupee hit 74 against the US dollar for the first time after the RBI move, but it recovered from its record low of 74.22 in late trade. The currency closed at 73.76 a dollar, down 18 paise. Anand James, chief market strategist at Geojit Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "Rupee was caught off guard and weakened beyond 74 after the RBI surprised markets by keeping rates unchanged. Given the rising oil and trade tensions, traders will bet on exports going up to curb further weakening in the currency," unquote. Gaurang Somaya, currency analyst at MOFSL, Motilal Oswal, expects that the USD-INR pair now faces resistance at 75.3, and on the downside, support is placed at 73.4 to 72.9. On the broader markets front, the BSE Midcap Index fell 2.7% and Small Cap lost as much as 2%. About 3 shares declined for every share rising on the Bombay Stock Exchange. PSU Oil Companies, HPCL, which was down 23.97%, BPCL down 19.89%, IOC down 15.86%, ONGC down 14.7%, and GAIL down 9.76%, topped the selling list among Nifty 50 stocks for the second consecutive session after the government cut excise duty and asked oil retailers to absorb 1 rupee per litre with respect to petrol and diesel prices, which raised fear of subsidy burden. Reliance Industries was down 6.5%, HDFC was down 3.92%, ITC down 3.69%, Bajaj Finance down 7.15%, ICICI Bank down 2.91%, and SBI down 4.79% were the other losers on Dalal Street today. Technology stocks naturally outperformed market as Infosys rallied 2.46%, Tata Consultancy Services 1.83% up, and HCL Technologies 0.64% on rupee fall. Titan Company was up 1.98%, Bharti Infratel up 1.58%, IndusInd Bank up 1.12%, and Dr. Reddy's Laboratories up 0.93% were the other big gainers today. As usual, before we end, let's take a quick look at what Dalal Street equivalents from the rest of the world have been up to. Asian markets remained under pressure on the final trading day of the week, following a decline overnight on Wall Street. The 10-year Treasury yield touched its highest point since May 2011, which caused selling in global markets. Japan's Nikkei closed down 0.8% and Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell 0.2%. European markets, which are still trading, has Germany's DAX and Britain's FTSE down 0.6% and France's CAC was down 0.4% at the time of my saying this. Well, the start of October has certainly been memorable to Dalal Street, not exactly in the best ways you would want it to, because we've lost about 8 lakh crore rupees, investors that is, this week alone, and with today contributing as much as 4 lakh crore rupees to investors. Will this week turn out for the better? We don't know. Because, well, according to analysts, bearish sentiment is here to stay for a while. Will things change over the coming week? What else can we expect from the markets? Will oil prices continue to soar? Will we see the $100 mark that has been predicted sooner rather than later? And will the rupee continue its slide towards 75? All of these big stories is what we'll be keeping a track of over the course of the weeks coming up. But in the meanwhile, we have hit Friday, which means the weekend is upon us. We wish you a fantastic weekend. Take some time out to spend time with your family, read a book, sit by the pool, or just sit and meditate and plug off and do a digital detox. But of course, when you do choose to come back, we'll be here waiting for you with the latest from the worlds of business and finance. And there's tons of podcasts for you to catch up on. We've done stories on Forbes' list of the richest Indians. We've dug deep into the battle of the electric vehicles, Audi versus Tesla. We've spoken about how US Fed rates impact India. And today, we've also dug deep into what the future of OTT content here in India is. So there's all of those things for you to catch up on. Have a fantastic weekend and we'll see you right here on Monday with a morning walk down Dalal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.